Greetings from Rabbi Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is eagleclub.com. Usually on Wednesdays, we welcome Charles Carlson to the show to give an update on the crazy Christians out there. But unfortunately, Charles will not be able to make it today, but we'll be back next week. So you've got me for the hour. We'll try and give you as much information in this hour as you can consume. Dow Jones Industrial Average. Well, it was a good day today for the boys on Wall Street. Why? Because retail sales came in at 0.3%. At any other time, a 0.3% increase in retail sales would have been a bad number. But considering everybody was expecting that it would be a negative 1%, when it came in at 0.3%, that was enough to make the boys cheer. And besides the fact, we had the president sign the stimulus package. Yes, so people will go out and spend. However, the IRS did issue a few guidelines as to who those lucky folks are that are going to get a rebate check. And probably a lot of people out there will not be getting their rebate check. There's always a small print. Anyway, Dow finished up 178 points at 12,552. NASDAQ up 53. What happened to NASDAQ? Well, word has it that Yahoo is talking with News Corp as a friendly bid opposed to Microsoft. Oh well, if that makes them happy, so be it. NASDAQ closed at 2,373. S&P 500 up 18 points at 1,367. And when we return, we'll tell you what the metals did. And yes, another record, not only broken, smashed, when we return.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In the metals complex today, an interesting day. Gold in New York City closed down the $1.20 to end at $905.50. Gold had a low of $897, a high of $911. Seem to be stuck at that 911 thing. Don't ask me why. Maybe it's a sign. Silver up 6 cents at $17.31. Silver had a low of $16.97, a high of $17.41. But the big winner, and breaking all records, platinum stuck its head over $2,000 today, up $75. It ended up closing at $1,996. Palladium was all $4 at $436. Currently in Asian trading, gold up $2.50 at $9.08 even, silver flat at $17.31, platinum still sitting there at $19.96. Palladium up $2 at $438. Still concerns about Hugo Chavez and his ongoing dispute with the United States. And crude oil closed up 6 cents to end the day at $93.33. And the U.S. dollar holding support at the 76 area on the U.S. dollar index, closing down 2 basis points at 76.48. Got a few emails from people saying, how come you've never recommended platinum? Well, you've got to understand something with platinum. Platinum is by and large like silver, an industrial metal. It has obviously many applications in the automotive industry. That's where it's used extensively in your catalytic converters. It's also used extensively in the refining process. That's how you get the lead out of gasoline. They pour them through platinum sieves, and like silver, when you have a metal that's used in industrial production, once it's used, it's gone. It's never recovered. And that's the two things between silver and platinum, and palladium for that matter, that separates themselves from gold, because all the gold that's ever been mined since the beginning of time is still above the earth. Whereas with silver and platinum, obviously we have supply-demand situations that obviously arise. And to be perfectly honest with you, when platinum was trading around $1,500, I used to get one or two phone calls about people who used to call up and say, well, what do you think about platinum? And I said, well, based on the fact that if you assume, which was always a bad thing to do, and in this case it was, if you assume that we are going to have a slowdown in the economy, and obviously if we have a slowdown in people buying automobiles, therefore the demand for catalytic converters will drop, and so platinum would be subjected to the vagaries of supply and demand based on whatever industry they are most prominent in, whether they'll be using more of the product or less of the product. The fly in the ointment, obviously, was anybody coming up with the reality of what affirmative action is really all about, because the reason platinum stuck its head over $2,000 today is thanks to affirmative action. You see, because in South Africa, after many years of being the oppressed blacks, they decided when they took over that we can throw all the white people out of high-paying technical jobs and just stick in anybody who will most probably do exactly the same thing. Well, obviously, we now see the repercussions of affirmative action, and that the lights went out in South Africa, and they will remain out, according to the latest report from South Africa, that they will not be in full compliance with demands for electricity in South Africa until 2010, which happens to be the same year they're going to host the World Soccer Cup. And so it was virtually impossible, because most people accepted the fact that, well, you know, these poor, oppressed black people, they deserve a chance to see what they can do. But nobody in their wildest dreams ever thought that the lights would go out in South Africa, but they did. And that is the reason why yours truly didn't stand around telling everybody to buy platinum at $1,500. But then again, you've also got to understand, when platinum was $1,500, gold was $500, we were having a hard enough time getting people to buy gold at $500, let alone buying platinum at $1,500. Now, where could platinum go from here? Well, it could follow its sister metal, rhodium, which when gold was trading at $350, rhodium was trading at $1,000. Now, can you imagine trying to convince someone to buy rhodium at $1,000 an ounce when gold was $350 an ounce? First of all, not many people know what rhodium is. It doesn't come in a coin form, so you can't really buy it as a coin. It is a sister metal to platinum. And today we can look back and look at rhodium price at $7,000 an ounce. Is it possible that platinum could follow rhodium? Sure, because there's no quick fix solutions to the problems in Southern Africa in any way, shape, or form. Which leads me once again back to silver. And this is what a lot of people need to understand about silver. And of course, I'm starting to get the same sort of feedback on silver as I do with gold. A lot of people, well, I should have bought it when it was $10 an ounce. Well, yeah, sure. What you should have, would have, could have done is neither here nor there. The reality is silver is at $17.31 an ounce right now. Where's it going from here? Well, it's going up, and it's going to go up substantially. Why? Because what you've seen take place in the platinum market is based on one simple economics fundamental 101, supply and demand. And obviously, the supply cannot meet the demand, and the future supply is now in serious doubt. Silver, unlike gold, first of all, there's a number of factors, as we pointed out earlier this week. Gold is manipulated. Because why? Because central banks hold a lot of gold, as we've seen since the weekend when the IMF announced it was going to sell gold. There's been hesitation in the gold market. But that threat of central bank selling of gold has been overhanging the gold market for decades now. Central banks do not own silver. This does not mean that silver prices cannot be manipulated. Of course, all markets are manipulated. Just accept that fact of life. But the difference with silver and gold is quite simply this. Unlike gold, not all the silver that's ever been mined is above ground. About 95% of what they pull out of the ground in silver is gone. It is gone in electronic gadgets that they use such minuscule amounts of silver. It is not financially viable to recover silver from electronic gadgets. You cannot reclaim the silver from when you look at those buildings and they look like they're mirrors. Well, those the glass that they instill have a silver film on it. That's why it has that reflective look to it. And you ain't going to be recovering that unless you bring the building down. which is always an interesting concept. So silver obviously has been operating in deficits for many years. In other words, the demand by industry on silver and the supply on silver has been, as we say, operating in a serious deficit for many years. Many people obviously felt when silver was around $5 an ounce that that's where it was going to stay forever, just simply based on the biggest user of silver back in the 80s and the early part of the 90s was the photographic industry. Well, as we know, in the last decades, the photographic industry has changed dramatically. We're now on digital. And so using silver as a fixer no longer is apropos, and obviously the photographic industry, the biggest consumer of silver, no longer is. But what people seem to forget is that other applications using silver have come online to where right now the demand on silver by industry is equal to what it was when the photographic industry was still going. But we still have, obviously, that supply deficit. Where could silver go? Well, as I said to you, I don't disagree with many of the speakers at this weekend's gold conference and think silver is going to go somewhere south of $100 an ounce. Take your break, be right.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Guess what? It's now official. Platinum over $2,000, currently sitting spot price now, not futures prices. Spot price of platinum, $2,006, up $10. Palladium also woken up $5 at $4.41. Silver, up 10 cents at $17.41. Gold just hanging in there at $9.08 even. Things happen fast. As I said, who knows where platinum could go from here. The full impact of the shutdown of the mines in South Africa is huge. Economically speaking, devastating for South Africa's economy. Pretty much also devastating for the U.S. economy, in that, as we told you, Wall Street was beside itself, downright giddy, because of the fact that we had retail sales of 0.3%. Well, this is reality of the life that we're going to have to deal with. Because if we believe the experts that America's economy is a consumer-driven economy, we're in a world of hurt. Because U.S. property owners took out about $318 billion. Let me rephrase that. U.S. property owners took out about $318,000 million of equity from their homes in 2006 by refinancing home loans. And now this is according to Freddie Mac, the world's second largest mortgage buying company. Add to that $146.2 thousand million dollars lent in home equity lines of credit, and this according to the Federal Reserve. So when you look at that huge amount of consumer spending that's not going to be there this year, you would have to be a ultra-optimistic type Rush Limbaugh person to think that the economy is going to do any miraculous recovery anytime soon, because that gravy train has ground to a halt. No stimulus package is going to save the measly $600 we all going to get is going to save anything. And besides the fact, in order for you to get any of that cash, you're going to have to jump through a few hoops, according to the IRS. In other words, the only people that are going to be there, first of all, to qualify for the rebate, you've got to file your taxes this year. If you don't file your taxes or you file an extension, you ain't getting a rebate until your taxes are filed. there's always a fly in the ointment when it comes to the IRS. And then there's a whole bunch of other hoops that you got to jump through. But before we go to that, we've got a caller. Let's go to George, because he's calling from Arizona. Hey, George.
How's it going there, Robbie?
All right, man.
Yeah, I'd like to get your take on this. I know we don't have a constitutional monetary system that's backed by gold and silver. If we were to do that, would we have to start over? Because since we have trillions and trillions of dollars circulating around, I mean, how would we go about backing something with gold or silver currency?
Well, and this is just simple math. Why it would be virtually impossible to return to a gold and silver standard pre-1933. Mm-hmm. And that is quite simply, there's not enough gold to do that. If you took all the gold in the world, you have approximately 155,000 metric tons. There's plus or minus 32,000 ounces in a metric ton. So to back gold as it was backed pre-1933, where a $20 bill was equal to 0.9875 ounces of gold, it's humanly impossible, because a true gold standard simply means that you could walk into any Federal Reserve Bank and hand in a $20 bill and you would get a $20 gold piece back. Mm-hmm. That's a true gold standard. In other words, that's why a gold standard was set up, that when the people obviously lost faith in the prevailing script, they had an option. They could exercise, almost like voting. Because if all of a sudden everybody was turning in their script and demanding gold and silver, obviously it means that they were issuing too much script and the people were losing their faith in the paper currency. So that, anyway, hold on, we've got to take a break, and okay, I'll explain the rest when we return on what could be the solution to the problem.
All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com.
Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Time for Wednesday. Charles Carlson with us this week. He'll be with us next week, speaking with George from Arizona. There's a lot of logistical problems with returning to a gold standard. First of all, outside of obviously, as I said, how much gold is available out there and how much currency has been printed, vis-a-vis what is the gold supply of the United States, and as you know, there's questions about whether the U.S. still has any gold, but if you go by the official Treasury audit figures, U.S. government holds about 200 million ounces of silver. If they were to use that to back up the currency, they would have to fix the official price of gold at somewhere south of $36,000 an ounce. Then you have the other obvious problem is what would banks be required to do? How much gold would a bank be required to keep on hand in order to facilitate that when a client wants to convert his script money into real gold? How much gold should a bank hold? Already as it is, banks used to be required many years ago to keep 10% of their deposits in cash in the bank. But over the years, that number has dwindled dramatically, where now if you go to a bank and you ask for $10,000 in cash, they'll sometimes tell you to come back at a later date because they don't have that kind of money lying around in the bank. So more than likely, if you had to return to a asset-backed currency, it would have to be made up of a basket of currencies. Mm-hmm. In other words, you would not be able to redeem your dollars for anything tangible, but in order to instill confidence, because that's basically what we are dealing with here. It's the confidence, I mean, throughout the ages, what has obviously happened and why gold standards were implemented was that people didn't have faith in the script money that was issued by the money changers.
Okay, go ahead.
No.
Yeah, I was just Ron Paul has suggested making gold compete. I think that's what you're saying, compete with the currency that we have now. If you want to use gold and silver as a currency, that it should be allowed and to have it compete with the existing fiat money system that we have today.
Oh, absolutely, and that's where what's his name, Nuthouse, got it all wrong when he introduced his Liberty Dollars. because the U.S. Mint produces a fine product that if you want to go on a gold and silver standard right now, today, you can do that. In other words, if more people went on a gold and silver standard on their own accord, on their own free will, they could do that. The U.S. Mint produces a whole a varying size of gold coins to meet that demand. There's a 10th-ounce American Gold Eagle. It's the size of a dime. It sells for a tenth of whatever the price of gold is, with a slight premium because it's a coin. So you have a tenth of an ounce. You can use a tenth of an ounce as opposed to using a $100 bill, because that's basically where the price is for a tenth of an ounce American Gold Eagle. You could use silver eagles in lieu of $20 bills. Nuthouse and the Liberty Dollar, I mean, the concept was good, because that was their concept. They wanted people to obviously start bartering and exchanging in Liberty Dollars. But it never made any logical sense to me, because when the Liberty Dollar came out, it was backed by an ounce of silver. Now, why would I want to deal with an ounce of silver that I could buy for $10 and have to pay $20 for that 1 ounce of silver? It didn't make any logical sense to me in any way, shape, or form, because I could go out and get 2 silver ounces and I would have doubled my money that Nuthouse was issuing his script money on. I mean, as I said, the concept was good. The execution was seriously flawed. And it's more than likely going to be the case that the government uses against Nuthouse, and that it was, if you want of a better word, a type of Ponzi scheme. But it didn't, as I said, didn't make, even now it doesn't make any logical sense when you can buy a silver eagle for $19 and then obviously you're dealing with script money that says it's 20, but it's actually $19 worth of silver. Now, actually, $17.31. So, I mean, the concept is there. All we are basically talking about, and the reason why the dollar's in the trouble that it is right now and will continue to be so, is because people have lost faith in script money. Mm-hmm. And they've lost faith in script money just like the coin clippers of the 18th century. I mean, that's why when you look at a coin, you've got reeds that run around the edge of the coin. Now, the reason the reeds are there is not to help blind people figure out what the coin is worth. The reeds were initially put on the coins to stop money changers from clipping coins, because they used to shave coins. Mm-hmm. People, when it comes to money, people have very wild imaginations. So the reeds were put on the coin so that the consumer would know that his coin wasn't clipped and it was the full value of gold and or silver. And so when you look at throughout time, it has always been gold backing is just simply giving people confidence in the script money. Because now all the dollar is backed by is the full faith and credit of the American taxpayer.
Yeah.
It's not backed by anything. There's nothing that backs up the dollar. There's nothing tangible. There's no real estate holdings. There's no assets of the United States that backs up the dollar. It's all based on faith.
Yeah, that's why we have the problems we do today.
Oh, absolutely. Because faith is a fickle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason why you've got obviously a major movement towards the euro.
Isn't that backed by gold somewhat? Like 15?
Once again, true gold standard means you can walk into a bank and say, "Here's 50 euros. Give me my gold."
Yeah, but
can't do that. But in order to launch the euro, they said that it has, that all participating countries in the euro had to maintain a 15% gold holding in order to give it credibility and backing. Mm-hmm. But are all the participants in the euro holding 15% of whatever amounts of euros that they produce sitting in a vault somewhere? I doubt it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's basically what a back currency means, is something real and tangible behind it that will stop it from obviously reverting to zero.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rob.
And there's nothing backing the dollar, so it can revert to zero. Even Alan Greenspan has stated the same thing.
Yeah, I read his 1966 essay. Yeah, he was real big into the gold, and he made a lot of sense.
Well, sure. And then he fell in with the Illuminati, and his morality went out the window, and now we are left, unfortunately, dealing with the legacy of Alan Greenspan as we speak.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yep.
Okay, Robbie, thanks for the detailed explanation. I really appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right.
Yeah, but it would be nice if we returned to some sort of sanity. But we're not. We're in this crazy world because we are dealing with politicians who are on drugs, which brings me to this other thing. I actually couldn't even believe what I was watching this morning. A congressional hearing was held to investigate Roger Clemens' baseball and drug use that apparently happened a decade ago. Now, you have to ask yourself, don't these elected representatives have anything better to do with their time than investigate baseball and steroid use or drug use? I mean, you have to, I was looking at this and I was saying, you know, the thing that's kind of ironic is most probably every single member of the Democrats and the Republicans that were sitting on that committee, I would say that probably half of them were under the influence of some kind of chemical stimuli. And before Congress decides to start investigating private citizens' use of chemicals for whatever purpose, you've got to lead by example. And I think a great way to lead by example would make every single member pee in a bottle at least once a month, because when you look at the things that they have done, you can come to no other conclusion that these people are definitely on drugs. Roger Clemens is not going to do, doesn't matter what Roger Clemens takes, he's not going to affect my life in any way, shape, or form. But these so-called elected representatives have a serious effect on my life. And I would really like to know whether or not they're doing it in a sober frame of mind or whether they are under the influence of some psychotropic drug. Because everybody in America is on some form of medication. And depending on your level of stress in your life depends on what kind of drugs have been dispensed to you. They go through stressful times, so I'm sure there's a prevalence of Valium being consumed by high-level government officials. And if they want to investigate drugs, why don't they start investigating the CIA? Let's find out if the CIA is actually running drugs in and out of the United States in disguised government airplanes. This is not even conspiracy stuff anymore. This has been going on for a long time. It is how the government, or the CIA, should say, finances its black operations. At one time, they used to pad the bills from the Defense Department by saying that a hammer cost $5,000 and toilet seats that were $10,000 and screws that were $1,000. Everybody thought, well, there must be some really crazy people up there. But no, that's how they padded the bills. And then when everybody figured out they were padding the bills, they came up with another wonderful idea. And they were flying willy-nilly billions of dollars worth of drugs into MENA, Arkansas. Now, this is not even, it's not even conspiracy. This is factual stuff. But no, let's investigate Roger Clemens and what he did 10 years ago. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was sitting there shaking my head. And again, these people are actually wasting this amount of time when we've got so many problems that we've got to deal with. And then they segued from Roger Clemens and drugs right to the president, going to sign the bill that's going to give you $600, which you've got to jump through hoops to get. If you don't file your taxes, you ain't going to get a rebate check. And if you owe the government taxes, don't think you're getting a rebate check. According to CBS, the rebate checks will not be counted as taxable income. Well, that's big of them. However, if you owe back taxes, the IRS will divert your payment to that bill before sending anything to you. And then there's a whole bunch of other rules and regulations that go with this thing. If you earn less than $3,000, you ain't getting a check. But Wall Street obviously thinks that this is going to be a big boost. Now let's for argument's sake say everybody takes their rebate check and goes and spends it as Mr. Paulson thinks they were going to do, on stuff. Well, that's $150 billion. How does that compare in any way, shape, or form with the amount of money that Americans spent digging into their home equity loan? I mean, as we pointed out earlier, the amount of money that homeowners took out and spent last year was double the size of this rebate. It almost boggles the mind in all its proportion. And now Paulson says, well, when the rebate comes and obviously we start feeling the effects of lowering interest rates, which, by the way, today you also mentioned that Congress stands ready to act in case of financial calamity to add more stimuli. Well, we fast heading down the road of Japan, because the only bullets that the Federal Reserve has in its gun is cutting interest rates. And we're sitting at 3.5%. Now, how much further, how many bullets do they have left in their gun? How much more bad news are we gonna see? As I said before, we haven't even scratched the surface of the real estate debacle. And we haven't even spoken about the commercial real estate debacle that's happening as we speak, followed soon after by the credit card debacle. I mean, we've got all these disasters sitting on the runway ready to take off. And they somehow think that giving you $600 is going to solve this problem. I mean, this is the mentality of the people that we are dealing with. And unfortunately, the American people are going to have to make a decision in the first Tuesday in November as to who they're going to elect to change the course of the good ship USS Liberty. And guess what your choices are? None of them good. We'll take a break, wrap it all up after them.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in winter time. But it's July, getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Welcome back. Little Jimmy Buffett. Love Jimmy. Yeah, I've even got a couple of his shirts. Well, maybe I shouldn't have admitted that. Henry Paulson, I mean, this whole bailout, this real estate bailout thing is a sham of epic proportion. I mean, just think about this. First of all, as Henry Paulson says, the speculators and the people who committed fraud will not be able to refinance their homes. Who committed fraud? Well, everybody who obviously bought a house with no money down and didn't have to prove any income. So the only people that qualify are people that actually put 20% down and had verifiable income. Well, those people For instance, say they bought a $400,000 home. So now they want to go and refi, but the value of the home is now $350,000. Well, if the bank lowers the value of the home to $350,000, that means that there's a $50,000 forgiveness that the bank gave you. But the problem is the IRS will see that $50,000 as earned income, and therefore you will have tax implications on the $50,000. But who in their right minds, knowing full well that the real estate market is going to, and this is by even the most optimistic person out there who seems to think that real estate prices will continue to decline through 2008 and may reach a bottom sometimes in 2009, who in their right mind is going to go and refinance an asset that they know is depreciating? We can deal with this concept when we buy new cars. We have a completely different concept between cars and houses. Because when you buy a car, I mean, everybody pretty much knows it's a depreciating asset. Not many people buy a brand new car and actually sell it for a profit. Well, as a matter of fact, I will almost tell you that nobody's ever done that. Unless, of course, they've met some really stupid person. So, all these bailouts are meaningless, whether it's the rebate or whether it's the real estate. And people are simply going to walk away from their homes. And as we pointed out the other day, there's a website out there called walkawayfromyourhome.com, run by lawyers, telling you the steps that you have to take to not only stay and squat in your home for another 8 months, but how, obviously, just simply to walk away from it. Oh, we, my friends, I hate to tell you this, we don't expect the surface of this financial Armageddon. Till tomorrow, it will once again, this is good proof.